Hey, what is up guys? This is Gian of Gadget Pilipinas. Good evening sa inyong lahat. And of course, I am joined by my two friends also from Gadget Pilipinas. We have Mr. Ram Ronquillo on my left, right? Nalito na ako. And also, we have Mr. Emmanuel Tortosa dyan sa baba. Ayan, kitang-kita natin siya ngayon dito. How are you guys? Magandang gabi sa inyo.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. Okay. Before we start, I guess we have a few viewers now. I just would like to greet some of our friends na currently ay nanonood ngayon. We have Eugenio Matias, si Angeli Namindang, at saka si John Stephen Reyes. Guys, we'll be live. We're currently live and we'll be live until probably about 9:40 or 10 o'clock. So it's going to be a night packed with a lot of discussion, but we have to wrap it up until 10 p.m. because we have something very important to do right after that, no? Okay, so yeah, Eman prepared a lot of things to talk about for today. At kanina, I was actually, guys, no, nasa Unbox Creator Network, nasa Mobcast ako kanina, and we were actually talking about the Galaxy S21 series, no? And we will still be talking about it briefly later on, but apart from that, I think the yung pinaka central ng discussion natin for tonight would be the newsmakers of CES 2021. It's a different year this time because CES 2021 is purely digital. Last year I was Koke and I were actually in Las Vegas to cover CES, no, for MSI and also for other brands that we, you know, yung mga booths nila na pinuntahan namin doon. At medyo nakapanibago kasi ngayon ano na siya, digital na, no. Anyway, nakita nyo naman, no, if you take a look at our website, Ram and Eman actually wrote a lot of stuff actually about CES 21, even Grant, no. Unfortunately, wala si Grant ngayon, but he will have his own segment, no? At we're very excited to share with you our thoughts about CES 21. Eman, take it away, sir.
Okay, so good evening sa lahat ng mga nanonood, and I hope you guys are doing well. And yeah, just like Gian said, katatapos lang, well, technically yesterday was the last day of CES 2021, and sobrang daming announcements, sobrang daming products that were launched, and so many exciting things that are happening in the tech scene, no? And so many things that we can actually look forward to. Napakasabi lang Gian, the S21 series was just launched last night, Philippine time. Yeah, so... So I assume you've already read our stories about it, and do let us know in the comment section if you have any thoughts on the S21 series. Before we actually go into the topics, I'd like to know from someone who was actually there last year, Gian. Mm. You know, what do you think? You know, how different is it this time? Because you know, CES is now fully online. Now, you know, I can remember last year when you were there, you can really tell, no, the exciting atmosphere. Hmm. And you know, the rush of people going from one hall to another just to catch the events. Hmm. And now all of that is, you know, transformed into online, and in a way it's more convenient, but you know, how do you feel about it? I mean, is it the same? Does it have the same, I don't know, the same impact as if you were there? Or is it lacking in a way?
Well, iba pa rin talaga yung spirit of you being in an event na physical event. I think it also goes with other events like Tokyo Game Show and E3. In the case of CES, yung last year kasi sobrang saya nung sobrang festive kasi pag CES. It's a chance when creators and also brands would have the chance to actually discuss and talk with a lot of people, may it be consumers or may it be creators, writers, editors, yun yung time eh. Saka kadalasan may mga yung camera ko, wait, nabubuksan ko. Kadalasan yung may mga specific din na mga brands na sila yung nag-i-sponsor ng night, no? Merong parang night where you can connect with other people, no? So, parang may mga party, sponsored party events. Yun, buhay na buhay yun. Yun, wala na. Because of what's happened, because of COVID-19, hindi na mangyayari yun. Now, when you go to CES floor, kasi it's a huge complex where all the booths, depending on your core topic or specific niche na kinocover mo, basta tech ang pinag-uusapan, nandoon. So if you really want to touch and experience products, you have a chance to, because nandun siya, kita mo. Very physical, you can touch, very, ano tawag doon? You can hold on to it. No?
Very real.
Very real. Oo. Ngayon, like for example, ano yan, Ram?
Experience for first hand.
Oh, yeah, first hand experience talaga of the products, at yun yung na-miss, no? Like before, I was with MSI back then and we were given a chance to actually play around with the devices, open it up, play around with it, type. So alam mo yung feeling. So pagbalik mo sa kwarto, when you're about to write, for example, if I'm about to write my script, about to write my articles, my videos, I can really give you guys a sense of what I really felt while you know, experiencing the device. So ala na yun, pero it doesn't mean na despite the case naging tayo as creators or writers, no, and those na nagvi-video about tech, hindi pa rin siya naging kawalan ng content, because in fact yung number of contents na produce natin this year, 2021, is actually more than what we produced in 2020. Kung bibilangin mo, no? Napakadami. At I think, ibig sabihin, kaya rin pala natin gawin, no? Kaya rin pala natin gawin yung kahit wala tayo doon. At sponsored events or sponsored na experience of the CES will just probably sweeten the experience more, because you're able to touch it, you're able to really experience the products, and gives more credibility to your coverage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think one more thing, no? One thing that, you know, this situation has given us is that it, in a way that, you know, we can look at it as if there's an opportunity for brands to be more creative
with their execution.
When it comes to execution, because, you know, if you watch the Asus presentation, they even had a Steam app for it.
Oh yeah, oh, nga, no? Did you guys get a chance to play around with that app? Yung Citadel, di ba yun? Yun?
Oh, Citadel
15 ba? 15?
15?
Yeah. X5? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but what it basically shows is that brands are utilizing the situation to be more creative in presenting their products.
And by the way, gusto ko lang batiin si Jamie, nanonood siya ngayon. Ayman, oh, if you don't mind. Jamie Notion is watching right now. At saka si Tito Bert Tortosa is also watching. Your dad is watching. Yun ang suporta ng ama. Grabe.
Abit pa natin yan.
Si okay, Christina wala. Santos also watching. Thank you so much, sa kasi Dan. Oo nga. Okay.
Okay, anyway, before we move on to our first launch, just a very quick opinion from you two. Do you think that in 2022, we'll go back to a physical CES?
Ram, how about you? Maybe you want to go first. Your prediction.
Ako personally, I think, like, assuming that the pandemic is cleared and everything, I think all the events will continue. We'll go back to normal, because iba pa rin talaga yung energy and like setting up an event and seeing everyone there, as compared to, like, you know, like the views. Because these events will still happen online, because people can live stream now.
Yeah. Right.
It's really different when you have like the media or like your people. You see them face to face. You see them interacting with your product and experiencing your product for themselves. And I think it's pretty much the same for any convention. that has been canceled because of COVID.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that. Yeah.
I totally agree. Well, in my case, I would still think that. Ayoko maging negatibo eh. I much as I want to say na 2022 okay na lahat and you know. Pero I think naging learning din ito for CES, the people who are organizing at CES na the level of productivity of people covering the event would not diminish kahit na hindi siya may event na ganun. But I can imagine the loss that they have. For example, yung dating kinikita nila from booth sponsorship and everything, talagang bumaba yun. For sure, bumaba yun. Pero ako, like for example, I was able to register to CES 2021. They're really constantly sending PRs and everything. Sobra. Ganun pa rin. For example, nag-signify ka ng interest sa drone, nag-signify ka ng interest in specific, parts product. Or products, no? Papadalang ka pa rin nila ng relevant products for you. If you want to cover them, kung sobrang laki ng team mo to really cover CES, even at the comforts of your home, then you can still do that. And I think, kung yun man, mga seeded press releases, kung nagbayad yung brand doon, I believe, sa CES for the organizers, I think kahit paano kumita rin naman sila. And I wish them really well. I wish them really, really well. I hope CES will still be there. Sabihin mo ng kalahati doon ay hindi siya live, digital, kalahati naman ay hindi digital or digital, whatever. I hope they continue to have it because it's beneficial for both brands and consumers.
All right. And I think one of our viewers here, Mr. John Stephen Reyes, says matatapos din itong pandemic na ito in Jesus' name. Yes.
Yes, amen. Yes. Totoo yan. Shoutout kay John Reyes. Isa yan sa top fan natin. Saka siya ang ating top commenter for 2020. Yan. Ang dami niyo naging comment. Maraming salamat. Yes.
Salamat, sir.
All right. Okay. So now, let's move on to some of the announcements. So, of course, guys, we won't be able to cover everything kasi talagang sobrang dami. So, we handpicked some of the more notable ones. So we're not gonna cover GPUs, motherboards, and processors today, and peripherals. Yeah. But we're gonna cover more on smartphones and laptops and unique devices.
Very unique devices.
We weren't expecting it. Well, in a way, some people were, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But yun yung scope natin today. So if you're ready, then let's go. Okay, so we're gonna start with smartphones. Okay, so some of the phones that were announced. One of the phones that were announced during CES week was the HTC Desire 21 Pro 5G. And dito sa Philippines, I believe parang wala pa si HTC, no? They sort of floated a bit in the market and then they suddenly disappeared again. I remember reviewing one of their phones a few years back. And it was really, really good. And I don't know what happened to them. But thank goodness that they're still alive. They're still kicking. And they're still in the smartphone market. So basically, the specs, you get a Snapdragon 690 SoC, one of the new 600 series chips. And of course, this phone is a 5G phone, and it has a 6.7-inch 1080p display with 90Hz refresh rate, which seems to be becoming the standard for mid-range phones this year. More and more brands and phones are shifting into high refresh rate displays. And that could only be very good for the consumers. No? And then at the back, we have a 48 megapixel camera, an 8 megapixel ultra wide, and 2 megapixel sensors for macro and depth. So your typical quad camera setup. And then the front, we have a 16 megapixel snapper. And then it runs Android 10 and a 5,000 milliamp hour battery with 18 watt fast charging support. So the price of this is in Taiwanese dollars, it's 11,990. So you can do the math there.
11,990. Taiwan dollar?
Yeah. TWD. Yeah. 11,990. So that's about what?
That's 20,000. Pero dagdagan ng 20%, sabi mo na, just to be safe for you to get the SPP in the Philippines. So, if they're going to bring it in the Philippines. Kasi,
if they're going to bring it. I really wish they go back here because, you know, I think that their phones are really good. And I think that they should really go back here. Now, another phone that we've seen launch this CES is Samsung's most affordable 5G smartphone today, which is the Samsung Galaxy A32 5G. Now, personally, I really love the design of this phone. By the way, guys, if you're interested in checking out the details of these things that we're discussing right now, you can find them in our website, gadgetpilipinas.net. They're all written there, and lahat ng specs, yung price, if you're looking for them, and done. So you can see the phones at least virtually. No? So the design of the A32 5G is like, yung mga camera niya is like parang flash dun sa, ano, sa surface ng likod ng phone, which is really, really good because it doesn't use a parang a dedicated camera module to house all of the lenses. So parang yung cameras, yung lenses lang is parang binutas doon sa mismong frame ng
phone.
Oh. Ganun yung itsura niya. So actually, I think that this is really one good way to get rid of the protruding camera module for those who hate it. You know? I think some people like it. Some people are don't really care and some people hate it. So, and yun, I think it's one of their best designs for a phone. Anyway, it has a 6.5-inch HD Plus display. Unfortunately, it's just a regular LCD, TFT LCD. And they didn't say kung anong processor nito. But rumors point to a Dimensity 720. So it's a MediaTek.
Okay, MediaTek.
Yeah, 720. Along with 8 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of storage. So very very common setup for a mid-range phone. And then for optics, there's a 48 megapixel main camera, 8 megapixel ultra wide, and mas mataas na auxiliary sensors, 5 megapixel each for macro and depth, and then 13 megapixel front. So hindi siya yung typical na 2 megapixel, because most for some reason I think it's the processor's compatibility possibly that a lot of phones use kapag quad cam 2 megapixel doon sa auxiliary, but this one uses 5MP. So that's the difference. Yeah. And then again, it's a 5,000 milliamp battery and 15 watt USB-C charging. So the price ito is, I believe, 280 euros. If tama yung notation.
280 euro. Alam mo yung ano niya, yung design niya. Para siyang without the contour cut design ng S21 Ultra. You take out the contour cut design and you just leave the camera lens. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the benefit of using smaller sensors, no? I think yung if you really have a large sensor, wala ka naman talagang choice. You really have to do something about
magkakabump.
Talaga magkakabump. Okay. Now next is the Vivo Y31S. Now, interestingly, this is the first smartphone that runs on the Snapdragon 480, which is, I think, the first 400 series chipset from Qualcomm to support 5G. So, this is going to be a very interesting device if it ever reaches our market. Because that would mean that 5G will now be accessible even the, you know, lower mid-range
segment, market segment.
Because, you know, true. Ngayon, ilan pa lang yung merong 5G, no? And I think the cheapest we have now is the OnePlus.
Oh, OnePlus Nord. Oh,
yeah.
At 14. $14,999.
Okay, now.
Ganda.
Now, well, maganda talaga yung pricing nun. If you actually calculate it, napakaganda ng pricing ng phone na yan.
Right.
So, I think this one is, if it comes here, it's also a great option, provided that they price it right.
Anyway. Right.
Okay, so specs is 6.58-inch Full HD Plus IPS display, 90Hz refresh rate, 4 gigs and 6 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, and 13-megapixel camera, 2-megapixel depth, and 8-megapixel front. And then it still runs the FunTouch OS 10.5. It's not running the new Origin OS by Vivo.
But it's all hindi ni pa Origin. But is it going to be upgradable to Origin though? Or did it not say it?
I haven't seen the list, but so far I think mostly yung mga Origin phones are on flagship.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. By the way, my camera is gonna go off anytime soon because it's gonna be low battery.
Okay.
Continue to hear me in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, as we're practicing, it's a CNY1498 for the 4 gig 128 and 200 Chinese yuan more for 6 gigs and 128 gigs of storage. Next is we have the napag-usapan na natin yun kanina, yung Galaxy S21. But before that, let's head on to the IQ7. The IQ7 is a flagship smartphone from, if you know, Vivo's sub-brand is actually IQ. It's spelled I, small I, Q, Q, namalaki, and then dalawang malaking O. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know how they actually pronounce it, but I will pronounce it as IQ.
You can now currently see it now on your screen. Yan, pinapakita namin ngayon dito yung device. Oh, by the way, before you continue, gusto ko lang bumati ng ating mga kaibigan na sumali no sa ating live. We have Finn Canaling. Sabi niya, thanks for having videos like this. Very informative to. Someone who's not so techie like me. And also Dan Navarro is also here. Jason Pinzon, na-late siya. Walang problema kung na-late ka, brother. That's okay.
Walang late
dito. At saka siyempre, si Colin Chan. Ako, sira na naman ng white balance kay Ram. Ito nga kamo nangyari. Ram is currently wearing a SteelSeries na white din. So, double the whites.
In a black shirt, mind you.
Well, in a black shirt. So, so you can already see. Ayan. Yeah. Okay, si Christina, sabi niya pala, ngayon ko lang narinig yung IQ007. So, IQ is actually a sub-brand of Vivo. Yan. So, just in case you want to know.
You know what? They haven't brought this brand here yet. Yeah. But I think that it will be good if they did. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, market here for gaming smartphones. And, you know, these phones are really spec'd very, very well. Kita niyo naman yung design. If you can look at the design, there's actually a BMW M Sport version, which is a yung unang-unang photo. If you look at the article, yung unang-unang photo, which is yun, a BMW inspired. So it looks like parang
BMW inspired.
Ano ko dito? Parang yun nga M series ng BMW. This is their signature. These are their signature colors. Okay, so now it has a Full HD Plus AMOLED screen with support for HDR10 Plus, 120Hz refresh rate, which is really, really good. And take this, Vivo says, our IQ says, it's the touch sampling rate can go up to 1,000Hz. So 1, imagine, if you're, so basically it's for gaming, for the screen to be more responsive. And then you get up to 12 gigs of LPDDR5 RAM and up to 256 gigs of UFS 3.1 storage. By the way, this is running on the Snapdragon 888.
888. Wow.
That 888, but it is what it is. I'm not sure if we're getting a Snapdragon. If they will continue the, you know, the 7, you know, the 8, 9.
Right.
So, ganun na yung spelling. Ganun na yung naming convention nila for the new SoC. Anyway, there's a 48 megapixel camera with OIS, 30 megapixel ultra wide, and a 13 megapixel telephoto lens, and a 16 megapixel front camera. And then now this one runs Origin OS because it's a flagship on top of Android 11. And medyo maliit yung battery niya, no? It's not a big battery.
Yeah, not much. 2,000 milliampere. Pero 2X naman yung dual cell design. So, technically 4, no? Tama. Kagaya nung ginawa nila sa Legion. Legion has the same implementation. So, dalawa.
Yep. That's the reason that they're able to achieve 120 watts of fast charging.
Yeah.
So, you have a full charge in 15 minutes. Like, you know, para ka lang umorder sa Starbucks ng frap mo. Pagdating ng frap mo sa'yo, fully charged na yung phone.
Yan. By the way, si Eman pala, we're not talking to a disembodied voice. Eman is there. He's also not promoting EOS webcam utility, but his camera is currently low. But we'll give him time to regain his body back. Eman, okay. So we'll let you fix your camera, but let me take over para lang at least tamang-tama, saktong-sakto. Kanina, we actually talked about the Galaxy S21 series. If you missed our episode 14 of Mobcast, you can go and check it out at Unbox or Jam Online or dito, sa Gadget Pilipinas, we have a cross-posted episode of Mobcast here. Sobrang dami na pinag-usapan about the Galaxy S21 series. And in fact, we have one right here. This is the Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G. Minsan napapapalit ko siya. Galaxy S21 5G Ultra. Okay. So, this is the one that we have. We will be having, we will be posting an unboxing pretty soon. Pero, ito siya ngayon. So, medyo fine-flex ko siya ngayon sa inyo. So, it's right here. Well, what can I say? They actually announced three new products. No, ito yung... Well, technically, three phones. We have the S21, we have the S21 Plus, and we also have the S21 Ultra 5G. And available na siya for pre-order as we speak. So, available siya. And in fact, we're showing you right now kung ano yung mga pre-order details. Everything right now is actually on our website at gadgetpilipinas.net. But for those of you who are currently listening right now on Spotify, the Galaxy S21 Plus, S21 Ultra, they have the ones na merong pre-order benefits. So S21 Plus, you get 19,000 worth of Epic Bundle. So available siya sa Samsung Experience Stores, select Abinson and SM Appliance Stores, and authorized Samsung online partners. The offer is until Feb 24, yung sa Smart, pero yung pre-order is from January 15 to 28. Ano yung mga freebies? No? Kasama dyan yung Buds Live, Galaxy Tab A 8.0, at saka yung Galaxy Smart Tag. Guys, kwento ko sa inyo yung Smart Tag. Yung Smart Tag, di ba, madalas nakakawala minsan ako. Kagaya ko na Jamie in the Mobcast earlier, sabi niya nakakawala daw siya lagi ng kanyang wallet. Hindi niya alam saan nakalagay yung susi niya. And that's actually the purpose of the Smart Tag. So, the Smart Tag connects to your account, and then each time na halimbawa hindi mo makita yung device mo, you can actually search for it. No? It uses Bluetooth 5.0 plus na pangmalayuan, long range, so that you're able to trace where you actually left it. So, this reminds me of what I usually buy whenever I go to the States. I usually buy this. Let me show it to you guys. Ayan. So, ito siya yung Tile. This is a Tile. It's actually the same. This is naka-attach, naka-connect, nakahalagay siya sa wallet ko kasi puto sa akong makawala ng wallet. So, nangyayari, kapag hinawawala yung wallet ko, I open up Tile app on my phone, and then if I ask the phone to search for it, this will ring. This will ring. And also, the phone will tell me if I'm near the Tile or not. Which is actually a very good implementation. Kasi, sa mga ulyani katulad ko.
I was actually about to ask, what if it's in the same, let's say it's in the same house, but you're not sure which room it is.
Okay. So, meron yung Tile, at least for Tile, I haven't gotten the chance to actually try it out on the smart tag, but it's pretty much the same thing. Sa Tile, meron siyang visual UI siya where you can actually see if you're getting near, if you're in the proximity of the device. So nice. Para siyang may antenna na merong line, green. If it's solid green already, you're within the vicinity of the tile.
So pwede gumawa ng parang treasure hunt using the tag.
Oh, if you want to gamify it, di ba? actually, ang ganda na. If you want to gamify it, damn, yeah, this is really good, no? Oh. Yan. Anyway, sige, if you guys want to know more about my thoughts about the Galaxy S21 old series, you can go ahead and check out Mobcast episode 14, where we talked about everything, no, about our thoughts. But if there's anything that I would like to mention, okay, ito yung top 5 ko. Top 5, dami, di ba? Okay, top 5. Okay. I will not take long. No. Okay. Number 1, it's of course all about the camera. Okay, the camera. Yes. So, yung camera, if you've used the S21 Ultra before, the new S21, hindi gaano nagbago yung specs ng camera, but they improved on how you're going to actually maximize the camera. Before, like what I mentioned earlier in the episode 14 ng Mobcast, when you zoom in sa using yung 108 megapixel, if you zoom in 100 times, ang hirap pag-focus ng specific part nung gusto mong i-focus. And the way they fix that is they now have what they call frame lock. So it basically locks what you're trying to take a photo of. So that when it locks, that's when you snap it. You push the shutter button. Quality-wise, I think it's better this time. I haven't really gotten the chance to really try it out. Pero since meron na tayong phone dito, matatry natin siya later on. No? Pero yeah, the quality, I would really think that it's better this time. And apart from that, there have been quite some disappointments with the configuration of the S21 Plus and S21 na camera configuration. I would understand some people. Siguro for those who did not buy the S20 series and they're looking at buying the S21, at nag-expect sila siguro ng sobrang daming differences at improvement. Medyo siguro na-disappoint sila. But I guess if you're coming from an S10, no? S10 or lower, ang laking difference. Or maybe it's your time to actually, if you don't mind the latest Exynos 2100 processor, then you might want to get the S20 series. Diba? So hindi naman ibig sabihin phase out na yung S20 series. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's
there's still good devices.
Yeah,
for their,
good devices.
Yeah. And tanong ni Christina Santos, kailan sa Mobcast? Sa Mobcast daw.
Kailan sa Mobcast?
Kailan daw yung usapan na noon?
Okay. If you missed it, mamaya right after our episode right now, the Mobcast episode 14 is just below nasa post videos namin on Gadget Pilipinas, or if you want, you can also go to jamonline.ph or unbox.ph Facebook pages. Ayan, nakapost yung episode 14. And it will also be available on Spotify sa Unbox. So,
and that's happened ni Maximus Baluyot Ulyanin sa Pulohodon.
Well.
We all have our days, guys.
You know, ang gusto ko malaman, if the smart tag would actually work with even with other devices, because if it will work, for example, on let's say OnePlus, no, yeah, or Oppo or Vivo, if it will work, then why not, diba? I think if Samsung will just ask us to buy to download smart things and let smart things connect to,
alam mo na, alala ko dyan sa tag na yan is the Xperia tags.
The
Sony Xperia tags. I used to have those things. I used to have two of them. And what
weird flex, but yeah.
Buhay pa nga, hanggang ngayon, buhay pa. But I don't have a Sony phone, so I can't use them anymore. But what they do was basically they stored a bit of your settings.
Yeah.
And then every time you tag them, you say, itatap na phone sa kanya. It will switch to all of those settings immediately. So, for example, pagdating mo sa work, there's a tag. tap mo ng pag-tap mo ng phone mo sa tag, automatic yung settings mo sa for work, which for example magsa-silent siya. Will automatically trigger. Ngayon, pagdating mo naman sa bahay, i-ganun mo lang ulit sa tag mo sa bahay, and then it's your house settings that will now activate. So parang ganun yung naalala ko sa kanya. But this time,
and dito pa yung ano ko, yung Xperia tag ko, nasa may pintuan siya. I remember before, like, I'd tap my phone there to turn off Wi-Fi and switch over to mobile.
But you know, it's, I think Samsung naman is more for those who really have trouble finding stuff.
Alam mo yung masaya dyan with a tag.
What?
Put it on the USB. Yung mga USB, you know, you have that friend that borrows a USB and never returns it.
Oh!
Kaya nakawala na USB mo.
And he would think like, what is this one attached there? It's for me. It's for my benefit.
may makibigyan tayong ganun na mahihiram, pero nawawala. So, hiram ulit sila. So, have one. You know, have the USB with the highest memory count.
Oh.
Yung highest, ano mo. Yun yung importante sa atin.
Oo nga.
GNG, there's a question here.
Okay.
From Colin. Colin,
Colin, yes.
Si Papi Colin. Okay. You guys touched on the video aspect a while ago sa Mobcast, but can you delve a bit more into it? Like, malaki ba video improvements this time around? And what are the implications for content creators with the 8K at 24fps and 4K at 60fps?
To be honest, I didn't actually get a chance to really play around with all the devices, especially yung mga video capabilities. But all I actually got to try was the enhancements on the UI, because insofar as the quality is concerned, top-notch siya. Across all the S21 devices, you can now shoot at 8K. Albeit at 24 FPS. So stuck ka lang sa 24 FPS. But I don't think naman it's low. It will really benefit a lot of content creators to really have that kind of feature, because una, yung 8K, while they have already improved the quality of 8K this time, dati kasi medyo parang jelly. Pagka minove mo yung camera, yung phone mo, parang may naiiwan. So parang nagjigel na ganoon yung pa yan. So I don't think it's ano, they fixed it a bit on the S20 Ultra with the software patch, but this time okay na siya, no? They've already improved that with the new 3.1 UI 3.1. Yung director mode, I like it so much, to the point na I even asked Samsung reps, are you going to bring this once it becomes available, or One UI 3.1 becomes available on older devices? They did not answer me yet. Because sobrang ganda niya, for example, a director's view, for example, habang nag-video ko yung, for example, itong mga equipment ko dito, I can turn on my camera na nakatingin sa akin, and I can even resize it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Alright, so I have an upcoming video about it. Meron akong sample video na ginagawa ko yun. Maikli lang siya, pero at least hopefully that would really help you a lot in determining how good it is. Now,
there's a feature then that lets you switch from one lens to another seamlessly when you're recording, no?
Yes, you can switch seamlessly. May button doon na you can select yung wide angle or telephoto. It is all up to you. And alam mo yung ang maganda dito, if Colin is listening right now, ang maganda sa kanya is that if you have let's say a capture card, for example, a capture card, you can actually connect your phone there so that napoproject niya ngayon yung image doon sa capture card, ipapass through niya ngayon, gagawin mo siya ngayon halimbawang camera, solid siya, ang ganda. So pagka inon mo, for example, yung mode na yon, it's really really good. You just have to look for an application that would allow you to do clean feed. Solid. Pwede mo siyang gawing webcam. Like, for example, yes, Eman, namoblema siya kasi namatay yung kanyang baterya. Oh, Eman, baka ito na yung pagkakataon. Baka gusto mo na ng S21. Anyway, yun. 8K at stuck ka sa 24 FPS. Kanina in our discussion, okay lang siguro for now. Kasi ang laki din talaga ng 8K video. Yung dalawa, tatlong minuto mo, isang dalawa, 1 to 2 gig na yun. So, parang 1 minute mo doon, 1 gig na mahigit. So,
Samsung actually demonstrate, you know, the actual footage quality when you watch it, say, on an 8K TV.
You would probably see, you would appreciate it more. Pero I can imagine, kasi I wasn't able to see it on an 8K TV. May 8K TV doon sa venue where the NDA session was held. Pero hindi ko siya na-connect. Pero I can imagine the siguro may mga noise yon. So, kasi syempre 8K. So, I can imagine the noise.
Say hello to Jam Online.
Eh, may tanong si Jam, kumain ka na daw ba, Gian?
kumain naman na ako kahit papano. Ito, sabi ni Jamie, hello mga ka-Snoop Drugan. Kanina pa kami nalilito na sa podcast. Okay, anyway. Yun, so also 4K60. Nice. Yeah, anyway, go ahead, Ram. Sorry.
No. Pinsan ba ni Snoop Dogg si Snoop Dragon?
Langiha ka.
Gian was telling me all about earlier.
Ah, my God.
As we go along. So be prepared.
Okay. Alright, so sorry. Now... we have a few things on our slate and we're going to talk about now laptops. Laptops. Okay, laptops tayo ngayon, no? Eman, we've got lots of laptops to talk about. Let's do it in passing because we're nearing the end of our episode. So, go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, let's go first with Asus ROG. So they launched their Zephyrus Duo 15 SE with the latest AMD Ryzen 5000 series processors for laptops, and everything's basically this is an improved. Ito yung mayroong dalawang screen. So Zephyrus Duo. So you can probably see the article naman if you're reading the article now. Kita niyo naman yung laptop. So it has two displays, one primary and a secondary touchscreen that you can use for your productivity needs and even for gaming needs. Okay, and then we have the upgraded versions of the SCAR 15 and 17. I really love the SCAR. The SCAR laptop was one of the best laptops I've tested before, and I think that this time around, with 300 hertz displays. Well, if you're gaming on these things, then you're probably gonna have a very, very good time. So it also has a you have an option of a WQHD display at 165, and I think a full HD panel for 300 hertz, and then same processing package, and then you get 32 gigs of RAM and up to 1 terabyte of SSD. And one interesting thing about these laptops is that they offer what Asus calls an optical mechanical keyboard.
Oh, bago to, no?
Yeah. Because
before, di ba, si MSI SteelSeries yan eh. Di ba?
Yeah. And then this one, they say it's an optical mechanical keyboard. So I'm not sure if that means if it's very close to a true mechanical keyboard like this.
Flex more.
Anyway, we're not sure if it will feel mechanical or is it?
It's weird. Optical, mechanical.
Mechanical, I don't know.
Ano yung channel switch nun?
That's what they said. Anyway, so hopefully we can get a review unit of these laptops when they arrive here, and we can try them out for you guys. Mm. And you should be able to try them when they're here already because they usually demo it naman dun sa mga ROG stores.
Yeah, Ram, what were you saying?
I think it's one of those things that assuming the CES 2021 was like a physical event, you'd really want to try it. Like you go to the store,
yeah, exactly.
The,
And try it.
Be like, what is optical mechanical keyboard? This is people.
Yeah. Can you show me, please, the Switch? You cannot do that anymore. Diba? You can just rely on the video being shown to you.
Yeah. So, because we're not there, basically, you'd be like, ano kaya ito? So, yep. Parang gusto ko yung maramdaman.
Okay, Eman, go.
Next. Ito, favorite ni Gian to.
Ito, yes, actually, ito. I was waiting for you to say it.
Ito yung pinaka... Kanina pa niya, paulit-ulit. Kanina pa siya paulit-ulit. It's the... gusto mo ikaw na lang mag... Ano?
Sige, ako na lang. Yeah. Okay, all right. So my mind is still blown right at this very moment. This ROG Flow X13 is really one of the newsmakers that really rocked my world this CES 2021. Well, for one, as you can see right now, 360-degree hinge. Okay, so very useful yan for me kasi ibig sabihin, I can use it wherever I want to go. And then I can actually... Didimonyo ko yung sarili ko, di ba? Okay, and it's packed with the latest Ryzen 5000 series, okay, CPU. Yep. And yeah, you get yourself the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650. But wait, there's more. We're not done yet. They're actually introducing this dock where you can actually maximize your laptop because it has this 3080 dock, no? Yung dock na yun, it's actually an eGPU. But very, very, ano siya, no? Very intriguing and medyo controversial kasi yung ginagamit niyang port dito is a proprietary port. That means you can only use it on your Flow, X-Flow. Yeah, so.
Someone will come up with, you know.
Yeah, sana, yun nga, yung hinahantay ko.
Someone will probably come up with an adapter for that, you know.
Yeah, and well, they did not say the price of this device yet. We can only say that probably this one would go about 150 including the eGPU, but let's see. No, I'm not sure. I don't quote me on that, but hindi to mura, guys, no. Pero kung halimbawa yung X-Flow lang, X13 lang without the eGPU, siguro mura, okay lang yung presyo. Yes.
Siguro, it's probably gonna be priced as the same as some of the gaming laptops then.
Yeah.
And I one of the things that they can explore is if they have that eGPU in a lower graphics card, yung
variant, no? Like 3070.
Because that would give or at least give the users the option to change it. Or diba, if you can, if it's easy to change it inside, you know, right. Something, papapalitan mo lang sa kanila, ganun.
Yeah.
If you wanna upgrade, you know, you get the 3060 or 3070, and then gusto mo 3080, you can easily just bring your dock to the service center, then they're gonna change it, and then that's it.
True. Right. Para flex talaga siya, diba?
Oo.
Flexible.
Fly.
Because the GPUs used to be so big. They're really, parang, is there like ovens,
diba? Yeah. So that's really, you know. Actually, as much as I want to really talk about more about the Flow X13 and ROG XG Mobile, because I really want to talk more about it. So totoo lang, no? But we've got lots of devices. Emma, give me the floor, please, if you don't mind. We have a few more from Asus. We still have the ZenBook Duo and Pro Duo OLED. No, 15 OLED. True. Actually, see, Grant is drooling over the Pro Duo 15 OLED. he is. I don't know if he's watching right now. He has a family event that he's attending, but he's drooling over that. I'm pretty sure. For those of you who don't know how the experience of an OLED device is, if you really want to see very crisp at saka sobrang clear na image and video on your screen, on your device, get yourself an OLED device. So may it be a TV or a laptop. Having an OLED, they have the OLED display on the first ZenBook Pro Duo, but this time, man, I can imagine how Grant is going to love the new Pro Duo 15. So Grant, if you're watching right now, pa-reserve the tayo niya, no? Okay. Kung bibili ka, bibili ako.
OLED daw.
Alam mo, Jam, kung hindi ka mag-OLED. Okay, they have refreshed also the ZenBook line, the ZenBook 13 OLED. They now have an OLED. So if you guys are currently coming from a 2-year, 3-year old ZenBook 13 and you haven't experienced OLED in your life, then this is the best time to do so. And ZenBook 14. Of course, these devices have the latest. No, Ayman, tama ba? Latest Ryzen 5000 H series. Yeah, and ExpertBook B9 and B1. ExpertBook, if you guys want a very matibay, you know, we actually reviewed one, if you remember, and we featured something on our site where we actually wanted actually to drop the ExpertBook B9. Did I drop it? No, I didn't. No, but I was actually tempted to drop it. Kasi sinasabi nila ako, okay, na i-drop. Nagpaalam pala ako sa kanila. Pwede ko bang i-drop to? Tapos sabi nila sa akin, yes, yes, you can. Pero if it breaks, it's on you. Parang, wait lang po. Okay. So ExpertBook B9 and B1, lang ang B2, no? Sana kung B1 sa kasi B2, magkakantaan sila doon. No? Learn from RAM.
Very nice.
May kasamang doding. May kasamang daga pa.
Doding daga. And of course, we have a Chromebook X15. X9, rather. X15. X9. CX9. Yan. Hindi pa po nawawala ang Google Chrome. Okay, so Chromebook, yeah. Chromebook devices, very, very, kumbaga, if I may say, cost efficient because it's running in the cloud. And if, wala kasing Stadia pa dito eh, pero mabili yan kapag may Stadia ka. Kasi you can basically play games with that, no? And you stream it. Okay, Eman, please go ahead with the Legion lineup.
Okay. Next, we have the Legion 5 Pro. It's the world's first 16x10 QHD 165Hz gaming laptop. Wow.
Wow, my God.
Okay, anyway, if you look at this thing, kahit sa picture pa lang, medyo magugustuhan mo na siya.
So, okay, on paper pa lang, medyo naglalaway ka
na. How it looks in real life. So hopefully, they bring it here and yeah. Anyway, it's got the latest Ryzen 5000 series processor and 16 gigs of the DDR4, 3200 megahertz, up to 2 terabyte M.2 NVMe SSD, and a 16-inch IPS QHD 2560x1600, 165Hz with G-Sync, and Display HDR 400. So you can imagine. If you're playing a game that's compatible with HDR.
Yeah, oh nga, no. Man!
I think Resident Evil 2 is one good example of a game compatible with HDR. And then Wi-Fi 6, latest Wi-Fi 6, and Bluetooth 5.1.
By the way, Wi-Fi 6, if you haven't actually heard about it, the Tough Wi-Fi 6 routers, they're now on sale. So, mas mababa na ngayon yung price niya. So, kung halimbawa hindi pa bumibili ng Wi-Fi 6 router, I think nasa less than 7,000 na lang yata yung Tough na AX na router nila, yung Wi-Fi 6. So, go consider it and if you want to.
If you're considering upgrading your router, then that's a good option. Yeah. And then, next is we have the Lenovo Legion 7 and Legion 5. So these are also gaming laptops. And the Legion 7 has a 16-inch QHD IPS panel with 100% sRGB coverage in a 16x10 aspect ratio. You can get it in an optional Display HDR 400 configuration with up to 500 nits of brightness and 165Hz of refresh rate. So it's looking like 2021 is going to be the year of 165Hz to 300Hz.
Oh my. Grabe, parang wala pang, hindi pa nahihinog yung 144Hz eh.
144Hz monitor feels so good already.
Ayan,
it's a non sa akin, parang, alam mo yun. But, you know, these are laptops. So we're not sure if, you know, the real the big monitors are gonna catch up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it also supports Dolby Vision, coupled with NVIDIA G-Sync for image quality. And then it runs on an 80 watt hour battery that lasts up to 8 hours. So for a gaming laptop, I think 8 hours is a pretty good figure considering.
Masakit na sa likod nun. But every time you make a peep rim, masakit sa likod nun.
My God!
So I remember the old ones, the you know, gaming laptops from like 2 years back, they only lasted like, what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
And then, so, twice of that, more than twice of that, that's good. And then the Legion 5, on the other hand, it comes in two variants. It's a 15-inch, may 17-inch. And meron siyang phantom blue with white backlighting. So sa mga mahilig sa mga makukulay na gaming laptop, which most of them are anyway, yun, that this is for you. It offers up to full HD IPS display with 144Hz refresh rate, optional for zone RGB effects.
No, para sa iyan.
FPS, joke lang. It comes with 15.6-inch full HD IPS display with 165Hz refresh rate and 100% sRGB color accuracy. So, guys, yung mga gaming laptops na to can also cater to content creators. Kasi yung mga displays nila are highly color accurate, I would say.
Yeah.
And then next, we have the... actually, we're done with Legion as far as notable announcements are concerned. Next, we have Lenovo.
By the way, Lenovo, for the Lenovo, all of these smart laptops that we'll be mentioning, you can go and check them out on our website at gadgetpilipinas.net. By the way, para sa mga nalilito, hindi po kami shop, no? A lot of you guys have been messaging us na magkano po ito, meron po ba kayo available? Kasi kung magkano, okay lang, we can really answer that because, yeah. Pero kung halimbawa, meron po ba kayo available? No, hindi po kami nagbebenta. Yan. Si Eman po, mukha lang po talaga siyang salesperson, pero... Yeah, no. Okay, Eman, please go ahead and tell us the lineup na nakita mo, yep, for Lenovo. But yeah, before we run out of time.
Okay. Before we start, actually, baka may mga bago tayo mga ano.
We have the IdeaPad 5G, which is, I think, it's the first 5G powered laptop that that's out. And then so meron tong SIM slot, and then a Snapdragon 8cx 5G and Adreno 680 graphics with Snapdragon X55 modem. So if you're looking for a laptop that can do 5G, this is it. And then next, so we have the IdeaPad 5i Pro and 5i, 5i and IdeaPad 5 Pro. So 5i and 5.
Eman, wait lang. Before we go, before we continue, so we'll be giving away this wireless keyboard and mouse combo. So if you haven't liked, followed, and shared the stream, please go ahead because we will be announcing the winner just before we end. Ganun agad, just before we end the stream, agad-agad, we will announce, okay? So, right.
Okay, so for the specs, we have up to an 11th-gen Intel Core i7 and NVIDIA MX450 graphics and up to a 14-inch 2.8K IPS display with 90Hz refresh rate and 400 nits of brightness. So for the 5 Pro 14 naman, it's running an AMD Ryzen mobile processor, NVIDIA MX450 GPU, 16 gigs of DDR4, and a 14-inch 2.8K IPS display with 90Hz refresh rate. And then lastly, for the IdeaPad 5 Pro, we have 5 Pro 16. It's an AMD processor again. And then up to 32 gigs of DDR4 RAM, up to 1 terabyte SSD, M.2 storage, and up to a 16-inch 2.5K IPS display with 120Hz refresh rate. And then next is one interesting thing we have here is the P11 tablet. Actually, this is one of the one of the products that I'm eyeing actually for them to
be here.
because I haven't seen, you know, a tablet from Lenovo for a long, long time. You know, a very powerful tablet from them. So this is, I hope they really bring this here. So it's got a 2000 by 1200 touchscreen IPS display. And then with an IPS display with a max brightness of 400 nits. It runs on the Snapdragon 66 mobile platform with LTEA and 6 gigs of RAM, 8 megapixel camera, and pen support. So Lenovo calls it the Lenovo Precision Pen 2. And yeah, that's it. And then we have the OLED variant of the Yoga Slim 7i Pro. So if if you're looking for a OLED screen, yes, and then that's it. And then next is we have the one of the most interesting things that they debuted. Is the Think Reality A3 smart glasses. So basically, Ram, you've written this and you've written this, and then what can you say about these glasses? There's something that these glasses can do that's really very interesting.
One thing, like when I was writing this, they really didn't give like details of the specs or anything, but it basically virtualizes. It allows you to virtualize monitors, so you have monitors in the glasses itself, which is pretty interesting. And I'm not sure how they'll implement it, but I think it's designed more for like an office or like what is it? More of a work thing. Yeah. I think it's interesting to have. To have like monitors on your glasses.
Yeah, I can imagine if you're projecting like 3 monitors virtually.
Yeah, well, kasi sanay ka sa 3 monitors, Eman, eh. E, paano pa kaya si Chester Labaco, di ba, of Hungry Geeks, na 5-5?
Monitor. Anyway, we'll hopefully they bring it here, and when it gets here, and we get a review unit, hopefully we can share to you the actual experience. Yep. And now, lastly, for Lenovo, we have the Lenovo and NEC showcases the Lavi Mini and the Lavi Pro Mobile. So these are actually very compact, pocket-sized prototype PCs.
I think the Lavi Mini is a prototype. Yung Pro Mobile is an actual laptop.
Ah, okay. So available niya. Ah, okay. Alam mo, magandang ibigay yan sa girlfriend mo, tapos sabi mo sa kanya, love you. Sorry.
Sige nga, can you brief us the specs of this thing?
I think unahin ko na yung Pro Mobile. The Pro Mobile is a laptop with a 13.3 Full HD IPS LED monitor. It weighs in under 1 kilogram. It's an 889 grams.
Oh, very nice.
It has the later an Intel Core i7 11 65G7, and Intel graphics, Intel Iris Xe graphics, with 16 GB RAM and 512 SSD M.2 PCIe storage. So I think it's quite
a capable device, no?
Yeah, under 1 kilogram, I think it looks.
Yeah, it's very it looks like it's really for gaming, no?
Yung iba pa yung Lavi Mini. I think the Lavi Mini for me is what made me curious the most in the CES, because it's a prototype right now, but they released specs for it, so I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, hopefully, it materializes.
The Lavi Mini is under 579 grams. Ganun siya
kagaya. Oh wow!
And it has and they have a dock for it. Para siyang switch.
Yeah.
So you have a switch na PC. So I think like for me as a PC gamer mainly, I would be interested to bring this around and like play on it. Tapos may switch ka pa, no? Para, you know, right. Why not?
Double the flex. Oh.
Yeah. It pero maliit siya, as in it only has an 8-inch display. But it inside it you have an Intel Core i7 1180 G7 and Intel Iris Xe graphics. So it's very, very good. One thing though is it has 256 GB SSD lang. So I'm not sure.
That's fine for I think for a device that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, but well, gaming in mind, like I'll probably have to pick which games you'll put in it. But what interests me the most is it's small and it has a dock mode. Like it has the side controllers that the Switch has.
Yeah.
Parang galing.
Right. Right.
Well, anyway, that's those are the things from Lenovo. Hopefully, they bring
look at that. I hope the Lavi Mini is like materializes and is brought here.
Yep. And now, okay, before we actually tell you our top picks for CES 2021, there is one last thing we would like to talk about, and this is the Razer.
Yeah, my God. Oh.
The best, you know, it was a very interesting product they have here. You know? So it's the what they say is the world's smartest mask. It's still a concept product, so it's not yet, you know, it's not yet sold. But regarding the features, you know, you have you know, rechargeable filters. It's got RGB lighting. It's
of course.
It's got an illumination mechanism, so kita pa din daw yung mouth mo habang nagsasalita ka. And then it's parang yun nga, meron pa siyang microphone and amp built in.
Yeah, forget about everything you mentioned. I'll go with that one, with the microphone. I mean, I am your father. That's the first thing I will say.
Oh yeah, I can tell. The black one.
Alam mo na yung macho sa kanya. Para siya yung ano, alam mo yung mga windows sa mga offices na may for the speaker. Parang ganun yung naisip sa kanya.
And then it even comes with a case that has a that can sanitize the device. It's got UV lighting inside.
Right.
And and also I think it says here that parang it can actually be parang model to your face. So in a way parang it should fit
your contoured.
Right.
Yeah.
Ang galing ah.
And it's also waterproof, scratch resistant, and you know, Razer claims it's made of recyclable plastic, so environment friendly. And we're not sure if this is even going to materialize into an actual product.
If they make this so hype like the PlayStation 5, sobrang magiging mabili.
Not mentioned here, but they also released a concept product na para siyang gaming chair with a monitor with a wide, super duper wide screen in front transparent. So these are just the things that, you know, we might see in the future if they materialize.
So at this point, let's go with our top picks. No, for 2021, just one among all the devices or technologies announced in 2021 CES, which one would you pick? Eman, go.
I think I'll pick the duck. I think I'll pick the duck that GPU duck.
eGPU without the without the flow X13.
Yeah, I mean, someone's gonna make an adapter for that anyway. So
all right, okay. I will not question you. Uh-huh.
So if it's something that you can use for basically anything, any laptop that you have. Parang if you can easily upgrade it, and the price is really, really good, then I think that's one thing that, you know, for a lot of people who are on the go, then I think that's the perfect solution.
Yeah. All right. So the dock, eGPU dock, How about you, yeah. Ram?
Ako personally, like, I'm thinking of like two right now. Mm-hmm. One is the Lavi Mini. It's a prototype, but the idea excites me. The other one that's actually a product that, you know, I can possibly buy is a ZenBook 13 OLED, because I'm a fan of the ZenBook line. Like, I like the design and everything, but to have it at 13 inches na OLED, but it's very nice, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, alam niyo na to, it's the Flow X30 plus RGA. Wala nang question doon kasi alam niyo naman na that's really okay. Well, that's for me because una, portability. I don't care if people say na hindi ka lumalabas eh, but you would realize na sometimes you would still need a laptop because you at some point, no, you will need to get out. And at some point you will need something that you can carry all everywhere you want. And with that laptop, even without the eGPU, I can decently make videos with it, no? So there's one. And combine that with the eGPU, man, you're getting the best of both worlds. And well, before we end, there's one more thing I would like to discuss. Not about CES, not about the Galaxy S20, but it's about Xiaomi.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Just today, January 14, Xiaomi was included in the fifth tranche of the companies unfortunately labeled as Chinese military companies by the defense government of the US. So, basically, Trump's government labeled them as one. So, medyo ano yan, announced na yan, no? Nasa website. In fact, we posted something about it earlier and we just thought that it's our responsibility to actually say it and inform you guys about it. Eman, what's your thoughts about this? Hello, Eman.
Of course, it's hello. Yeah.
Okay,
hello.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely it's not good for the brand. I mean, even if Xiaomi was a brand that's technically used to, parang meron naman silang Chinese version ng kanilang OS and then or kanilang skin, and then merong global ROM, it's still a bad thing that this happened kasi yun nga, if it means that they won't be able to do business with US companies, then that might compromise in a way the user experience that their upcoming products will bring. Because certainly yung mga existing na siguro hindi naman maapektuhan, hopefully, but yung mga upcoming, especially ang dami pa naman nilang technology that they've been boasting about recently, like yung mga folding stuff, yung mga in-display camera, you know, imagine if those things actually made it to devices that didn't have Google in them. Right. So, parang, you know, it lessens the quality of the user experience, at least for a lot of people. Kasi ako personally, I really don't mind not having it. But a lot of people rely on Google services for their daily activities. And even if the device is jam-packed with so many features, so many is the most powerful hardware, the most mga future-proof features, ultimately the user experience is the one that sort of seals the deal at least for some people. So it's not really a good thing, but yun nga, there's still a possibility that it might get overturned when the new president Joe Biden
pero alam mo ba, Eman, kasi right now while this one is highly political topic. Right now kasi 'di ba si Trump is getting impeached, no? And they're in the process of impeaching him. And people are saying that when Joe Biden comes in, pwede niyang i-overturn, pero nalamatan na yung relationship. So so yun lang, no. Hopefully maayos 'yan. Oh, I'm I know, totoo lang, I like Xiaomi. In fact, my some of my appliances here are Xiaomi. And I have a phone, no? It's the Xiaomi Mi 9S, no? 90, no? One. I use it, no? And I, for one, am quite saddened with the news. Pero let's see, no? Tranche 5 na sila ng list of companies na banned, technically banned. I don't think that they're going to stop doing it, no? Just recently, the yung federal government even announced DJI, di ba? They also said that DJI cannot anymore operate similarly, no? Pero iba naman yung style nila, pero it's really more of contracting business with US companies.
I think it's unfortunate for Xiaomi because I think I looked at two reports. As far as 2020, quarter three, Xiaomi overtook Apple globally in the smartphone market. So for them to have their legs cut off like that, I think is really
huge blow for them.
Especially for them that they rely on other companies for their parts. Because like when it happened to Huawei, they still had Korean chips in stock and all that stuff.
That's true.
The thing with Xiaomi is where are they gonna get it?
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It feels bad. I feel bad for Xiaomi. Medyo gets ko yung sa Huawei because they're very much into the infrastructure and the 5G and all that.
The 5G network.
So like I can get the what they were on, but with Xiaomi, they're just smartphones and appliances. I mean, sure they could go through that, but it's appliances and smartphones.
Well,
and they're, if you see the other companies with them, they're like with the chemical companies, aerospace companies. Like, what is Xiaomi doing here? It's just so out of place. Like, when I was writing the article, I kid you not, I saw the list. I was like, sino to mga to? and then Xiaomi Corporation. I'm like, wait, what?
Why is Xiaomi here? Parang oddly placed, no? Sabi ni Gio Roca, sabi niya, tingnan na lang natin, kakasimula lang mula daw ng 2021. Let's see what's gonna happen. Magsisimula na daw ang Biden administration sa January 20. So, tingnan natin kung ano mangyayari. That's true. With that, no, we wrapped up our discussion ng CES, S21, and also the controversy that Xiaomi is currently facing. We wish them well. And I hope that hindi magkaroon ng problema yung operation nila sa Philippines. I hope, hopefully not. No, supportan natin sila. Maganda naman yung mga products nila. And with that, no, we now move on to the announcement of our giveaway winner. We're using Facebook Flash giveaway. And the winner is, let's go click this. Lalabas sa unang-una, pick random winner. Random Ronquillo. What? Why are you kidding me? No. Why? Seryoso? Bakit ito? My God. Okay. Let's do it again. And the winner is... Second in the list, Fred D. Pinzon! Si Fred. Adyan ka ba, Fred? No? Fred, are you there? Yeah, no? Congratulations kay Fred. Oh, Fred, please, no? Message us, no, with your details. No? Don't worry. Your details will remain in... our list. Just kidding. Will not be used, no, other than communicating with you. So we will be posting later on yung ito para lang at least for records purposes. So please send us your contact details, messages, so that we'll be able to talk to you. And with that, though, my colleagues, Eman and Ram, thank you so much for joining me in our first episode of GP Live for 2021. This episode will also be available on Spotify later on, no, soon. We're just going to be uploading some things later. Maraming salamat sa inyo, brothers, for joining me. And for those of you who are watching right now, thank you so much for joining us. It's our first episode. Ang saya ng ating kwentuhan. And hopefully, we'll be able to do this. This is going to be a regular thing for us. Next month, meron na naman tayo. And syempre, may bago din naman tayong giveaway. For this episode, ito yung pinag-giveaway natin. And maybe for next episode, iba naman. No? So, habang tumatagal, habang gumaganda ang ating pamimigay. Yan. Yung headphone ni Eman, pamimigay natin sa last episode.
Yan. So, parang pwede ba ako sa giveaway na yan?
Oo nga. Magkano ba yan? 30,000 yan, di ba? Mr. BIR, please. Okay. With that, guys, thank you so much for watching and we'll see you on our next episode. Goodbye!
Thank you.
Bye-bye.